Interest rates, they matter to our credit cards, our car loans, savings accounts. The Federal Reserve controls short-term rates, which many thought would go down this summer, but maybe not. Here's Fed Chair Jerome Powell yesterday.
We'll need greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2% before it would be appropriate to ease policy.
Now, in the English that you and I speak, the problem seems to be inflation. Let's bring in Ali Velshi, anchor and chief economics correspondent at MSNBC. Hey, Ali.
Hey, Scott.
So you speak Fed. What are Jay Powell and his fellow policymakers seeing as far as inflation?
You know, over the last 20 or 30 years, these guys have been speaking. They've started speaking a lot more understandable English. But basically, he had said, the Fed had implied that there would be three interest rate cuts this year, probably a quarter of a percentage point each. And what he has said is that we're not seeing enough movement downward on inflation. So maybe we won't get three interest rate cuts. They're sort of wondering whether we might even get one or two. That's the big news. And by the way, the reaction to the big news is, well, the Fed controls short-term interest rates, the market controls long-term interest rates. Long-term interest rates affect mortgages. So the 30-year fixed mortgage rate, which is sort of the benchmark rate, has now hit 7.1%, which is back to its highest level this year. So that's the implication of what he said.
Yeah. So, and remind us of the link to interest rates and us. I mean, when they're higher, we consumers tend to spend less, right? I mean, in a way, is that what the Fed actually wants?
Yeah, except that we have a lot of consumer debt. So that goes up and down with interest rates. So we're already in a place where consumers are in debt. Now the cost of servicing that debt becomes more expensive. So what happens? You've got existing debt. You're paying more to service it. So you don't have as much money to buy other things. Or you haven't bought those things and you know that it's going to be expensive to buy them because of interest rates if you run a balance on your credit card. So you don't buy them. So it starts to slow down the economy. Now, the flip side of that is if you slow down the economy a bit, you bring inflation from closer to 3% to closer to 2%, and the Fed says, okay, now it's okay for us to cut interest rates. So it's a bit of a virtuous or vicious cycle, wherever, whichever way you look at it.
Yeah, which, and I want to ask, I mean, you mentioned mortgage rates, right? I mean, high interest rates, as you say, are more connected to the bond market. It makes it harder for, say, people to buy their first homes. What does this mean for the housing market, other big sectors of the economy?
So it makes it, if you are locked into a mortgage that you took 5 years ago and it's a 30-year mortgage, this is great for you. Nothing has changed. It's more expensive to buy a house. If you're not selling your house, it doesn't matter. But at this point, it tends to have a slowdown effect on the housing market, number one. Number two, the higher interest rates stay, the less people go into the stock market, because why would I take risk to get a 5 or 6% return when I can get 6% just putting my money in a bank account? So that also tends to slow down. And we've seen that response in the stock market in the last couple of weeks, a bit of a pullback. So it's got all around effects on the market. It's not terribly serious. It's not higher than we are. And there are some economists who say the Fed's trying to get to 2% inflation and perhaps 3% is more reasonable. But you can't change the goalposts in the middle of the game. And that's what the Fed is saying, that we're not going to start saying it's okay to have 3% inflation when we've already said that 2 is the target.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, we'll keep watching that 2% target if we get closer to it and what the Fed does if and when we get there. Ali Velshi is anchor and economics correspondent at MSNBC. Ali, thanks as always.
My pleasure.